We really do feel that this is an opportunity of great grace for some reason, that Our Lady of Sorrows is calling us, and we want to respond generously.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's video. It is so great to be here with you.
Today, we're going to share with you four reasons why we should practice the devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows, why this Marian devotion. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of this video, I'll give you an opportunity to really enter in to this devotion leading up to the feast day of Our Lady of Sorrows, which is right around the corner. But first, Janelle, would you like to share how this devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows has blessed you? Because I know we've done these videos before, but particularly this has been a real blessing to us.
It's true. Actually, it's only been a few years that we've really become more acquainted with Our Lady of Sorrows. I grew up never knowing or hearing about her, but really it is such a beautiful devotion. And for me personally, as a mother, I loved Our Lady, but I always felt like she didn't understand suffering because she was free from sin. And I remember a particular time when Ken and I was about to have our sixth baby. We weren't even living in this house. We were at the previous house. And I was about to go into labor, and I remember just feeling like, how can I invite Our Lady into this labor? She wouldn't understand.
Right.
Which is like not even close to the reality of who she is. But that's what I thought. And then you were kind of explaining to me, like, who better to invite into your suffering than Our Lady, because she is so well acquainted with suffering. And though she was free from sin, she knew suffering.
So this devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows, or Seven Sorrows, we are going to go through a series coming up starting next Wednesday on examining each one of these sorrows on a daily basis. But why should we practice this devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows before we get to next Wednesday? Well, first off, because this pleases Jesus.
St. Alphonsus says, Jesus Christ himself revealed to Blessed Veronica of Benasco that he is more pleased in seeing his mother compassionated than himself. Jesus said to her, My daughter, tears shed for my passion are dear to me, but as I loved my mother Mary with an immense love, the meditation on the torments which she endured at my death is even more agreeable to me.
St. Alphonsus is reminding us that this devotion pleases Jesus. He also goes on to say in his book, Glories of Mary, that there's tremendous graces available to those who practice this devotion. Second reason he gives, or that we should practice this devotion, is because it pleases Our Lady.
Our Lady lamented to St. Bridget, I look around at all who are on earth to see if by chance there are any who pity me and meditate upon my sorrows. And I find that there are very few. Therefore, my daughter, though I am forgotten by many, at least do you not forget me. Consider my anguish and imitate as far as you can my grief.
One of the things I find really interesting about this devotion is that St. Alphonsus Liguori, Doctor of the Church, often draws upon private revelations of St. Bridget of Sweden. And we will be going through some of these coming up starting next Wednesday, but they're tremendously encouraging and gives us insights into how Our Lady really sorrowed. In his book, Glories of Mary, St. Alphonsus shares this touching story of a young man who's about to leave his apartment to commit a sin. And as he's leaving the apartment, he hears these words, Where are you going? And the young man turns around and he sees an image of Our Lady of Sorrows. And she's removed one of the seven sores from her heart. And he hears these words from her.
Take this dagger and pierce my heart rather than wound my son with this sin.
Upon hearing these words in this miraculous image, the youth is granted this grace of conversion and repents of his sin and weeps bitterly. St. Alphonsus has so many of these moving stories of how God gives grace to people in a miraculous way, and they come back to Christ through Our Lady's intercession. The third reason to practice this devotion is because the saints and doctors of the Church encourage this devotion. And if you want to grow in holiness, one of the things to consider is, how did previous men and women grow in holiness? Then examine their lives and then ask the question, well, could their spiritual practices then benefit us if we take it up ourselves? Now, some of the spiritual practices of the saints and doctors of the Church were time-related and maybe also consistent with their way of life. Like they're, some of them were cloistered nuns, for example. So they could pray 8 hours a day. I have a feeling that you can't.
I feel like I'd like to, but I don't really have the time to.
We're not cloistered. Mm-hmm. We're in the world. But some of the things that these saints and doctors of the church did that helped them grow in holiness, we definitely can apply to our lives. And one of them is devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows.
St. Albert the Great said that as we are under great obligations to Jesus for his passion endured for our love, so also are we under great obligations to Mary for the martyrdom which she voluntarily suffered for our salvation in the death of her Son. St. Alphonsus says, "So great a love has our Heavenly Mother for us that she deserves our gratitude, and that gratitude should be shown by at least meditating upon and pitying her in her sorrow."
And then we have St. Ambrose, St. Anselm, St. Bernard of Clairvaux, all doctors of the church, heavily preaching on sorrow of Mary, devotion to sorrow of Mary, so encouraging us in our knowledge of her. The fourth reason to practice this devotion, it is an officially approved devotion of the church.
History of the devotion to the seven sorrows goes back to 1239 to the Servite Order. In 1482, the feast was officially placed in the Roman Missal, under the title of Our Lady of Compassion. In 1668, the feast in honor of the seven doulers was set for the Sunday after September 14th, the Feast of the Holy Cross. Pope Benedict XIII in 1724 granted an indulgence associated with the recitation of the Chaplet of the Seven Sorrows and the feast day established, celebrated on the Friday before Palm Sunday. Pope Clement XII in 1734 confirmed these indulgences. So as Ken was sort of bringing up to me the option of doing this 9-day novena to Our Lady of Sorrows, I just really felt in my heart that this is a special time. I feel like even just talking with other people around here, even online, that they are really being drawn to Our Lady of Sorrows. So I'm not sure exactly what it is that God is doing in the hearts of his people, but I really do feel that Our Lady is calling people to her sorrowful heart. And so, if any of you are interested in joining Ken and I, we're going to be leading a 9-day novena starting next Wednesday, which is September 6th, and it'll end on September 14th, which is the day before the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows on September 15th.
So how this is going to work is each day we're going to release a video examining one of the seven sorrows of Our Lady, and then we're going to pray the Chaplet of the Seven Sorrows of Mary. So the meditation really is geared to preparing the heart for praying to Our Lady of Sorrows and asking her intercession. But more than that, each time we look at one of the sorrows of Mary, we're going to not only just examine it, but see how does this apply practically to our life. So how does the first sorrow of Mary, where Simeon prophesies to the Holy Family, how does that practically apply to our life? Or the Holy Family's flight into Egypt? Well, how can we relate with that? So we're going to go into that, show how it does, and therefore help us in our devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows. So to join us and to get all our videos by email, you can click the end screen at the end of this video. There'll be a link there. There's also a link in the description. Those links will take you to a landing page where you just type in your email, and then you'll start receiving all Our Lady of Sorrows videos from us starting next Wednesday. The last thing I would like you to consider is if you are interested and you know somebody who might be interested in this opportunity, please invite them. Either share the landing page or share this video with them. We really do feel that this is an opportunity of great grace for some reason, that Our Lady of Sorrows is calling us and we want to respond generously. So we welcome you. Help us respond generously to Our Lady of Sorrows by sharing this invitation with as many people as you know. Mm-hmm. Any closing thoughts?
So if you're like me, you wonder how much of a commitment is this? So, okay, first of all, if you sign up for these emails, you will get a total of 9 emails. Mm-hmm. Maybe 10. Are we going to do a video on the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows?
Sure.
Okay, a total of 10. So that's it. Don't worry. We're not going to keep sending you an email when you sign up at this landing page. So the second thing is, how long is the chaplet? If you do the recording of the one that we did, it takes about 20 minutes. So just keep that in mind. And then also there would be the video of our reflection, mm-hmm. which I'm going to aim at keeping it short. But sometimes we're a little long-winded. One, for good reason.
One side more than the other.
That's okay. I love listening to you.
So I think that's it. So please join us using the links below or at the end screen, and we will see you starting next Wednesday. Our Lady of Sorrows,
pray for us.